This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Guzman, and I'm with Dr. Paul Woods. And we're going to do an interview with Dr. Bob Watson, who's an astronomer here in our Manchester University. He's going to talk a little bit about his work. Hello, Bob. Thank you for being with us.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, my work is involved in the cosmic microwave background. This is the fossil background left over from the Big Bang, and my work is involved with the Planck satellite, which is observing this radiation from space. And the study of this radiation is important because it tells you about the initial conditions in the primordial soup left over from the Big Bang. Now, in this soup, we expect to see the seeds of the large-scale structure that goes on to form galaxies, clusters of galaxies and planets due to the action of gravity on these slightly over-dense regions of the very early universe. So my work in Planck involves in taking the raw data from the satellite and looking for little imperfections in the data acquisition system and identifying them and correcting them to make the data clean and usable to actually extract the scientific information from.
Excellent. So that sounds really interesting. What other results have come out of the Planck satellite recently?
Well, in January, a set of first release papers came out from Planck, mainly concerned with point sources and compact sources. One of those papers, which I was involved in, was concerned with anomalous microwave emission. This is a slightly strange emission that doesn't fit into the normal galactic foregrounds, which are generally due to electron spiraling in a magnetic field, which causes the synchrotron, and then there's the free-free, which is due to interactions with ions with electrons. Those give you a foreground that's dominated on the low frequencies. On the high frequencies, there's another emission mechanism, which is due to thermal dust, but just in the middle, we find this excess emission, which correlates with the dust, but is too strong for that particular frequency around about 30 to 40 gigahertz, which are two bands which are used on the Planck satellite. What we think is happening is that this microwave anomalous emission is in fact due to extremely small dust grains, which are spinning at gigahertz frequencies. And what is happening, there is a very slight charge on these dust grains, so as they spin they emit like a rotating antenna called dipole emission. The reason why this is Planck was excellent for looking for this sort of emission is that the huge frequency range of Planck meant that we, for the first time, we could successfully extract the thermal dust emission from the high frequency side and so show this peaked spectrum at around about 20 to 30 gigahertz, which falls sharply to the low frequency and high frequency side, which is just basically the distribution of the spin frequency of these small dust particles.
All right, so where is this emission coming from?
Well, we're seeing it in dust cloud, in some of the denser dust clouds. So we in the Planck paper, we saw two regions, the Perseus region, which is one I'm mainly interested in. Another one is called Rho-Ophiuchi, which is another large dust cloud that's towards the centre of the galaxy.
And what is this dust made of? I mean, I guess they must be pretty small particles to be spinning so rapidly.
Yes, these dust particles must only contain like a few hundred atoms in order for them to spin so fast. So we're sort of in the regime where between molecules and dust grains.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Bob. That's very interesting. And let us know the new releases of Planck after, yeah?
Yeah, sure, we'll do.
Thank you.